from moment to moment, developing understanding patiently.
Yeah. Chula Pandika, who was given the white cloth, how much, even just in that life, how much did he have to hear and listen and consider? For he got it, his brother was an arahat, well versed in the Abhidhamma, but he couldn't get it at all from his brother, an arahat. And that was just that life. And then if you read in the commentary about all his previous lives on the previous Buddhas, it's clear he didn't just get it at all.
The Buddha, when he was talking to certain people, he knew what to say. Just like he knew to give the white cloth to that person.
So one cannot imagine the right time for understanding realities at all. Because for that person, Chula Pandika, he had accumulated lots of understanding to become arahata. No one can help him. See, only that. So we cannot imagine at all the right time for the right understanding. Just develop it, because each one is so different by each moment of accumulation.
What I would say is, I don't know if difficult is the word, but speak a lot about visible objects, for example. So there's a tendency to think of visible object when one is reminded about
one's own understanding about it.
A visible object is just one of many dhammas appearing.
Yes.
So what about
the But it's other appearing while the other reality does not appear, to make sure of one's own understanding and the right way to develop understanding too. If one goes away and said, impossible to understand this word object right now.
I'm just wondering if there's not a tendency to select or choose visible object.
Because one just to be sure how much one understands reality which is appearing in a day, all day long.
Just a quick question about the Atasalani simile about the bricklayer. When kusala and akusala are not of the path, they lead to the accumulation of births and deaths and samsaras. And in your book, you say, when it's satipatthana, the path, the dispersion, there is not the building up of dharmas leading to this accumulation. Do you mean any moments of satipatthana or just vipassana jnanas?
Can there be vipassana jnana without satipatthana?
No. But other kinds of kusala, such as jhana or whatever, still lead to the
samsara.
Lead to samsara. So when it says except of the path here means even the first moments of satipatthana. What about pre-satipatthana moment, pariyatti moments?
Accumulation of good deeds.
It's just accumulation of good deeds. But so here it means any satipatthana. And when we read about rupas, like visible object, as being like empty froth, it just means empty of atta, of the...
Because each one is gone.
People read these similes and they say it means it's nothing or something like that, but it just means empty of self, because it's gone, because it's impermanent.
I was listening to an old discussion this morning talking about contemplating objects, and I think the gist of the discussion was that there isn't such a thing as contemplating.
What about now?
Now.
Contemplating?
Can be contemplating in a momentary sense, but not a deliberate contemplating.
Not by any contemplation.
So this is a bit of a trap, isn't it? For one who wants to have more understanding of visible object.
That's why just read and consider in order to have right understanding of what is read.
Right.
What do you consider the trap?
If one thinks that one should be contemplating visible object.
That's if one thinks that it's the way to understand.
Right.
Yeah. By just thinking.
Then it's a trap.
But that thinking could happen. That thinking can just happen.
But it's different from being aware.
Yes.
But most people do not understand satipatthana as much as they know it's the thinking about reality. And they think that if they think a lot, they can become enlightened. And they think that that is the function of contemplation on realities.
Would one of the dangers here, Ajahn, be the fact that when there's the idea that you are thinking, you are doing it? Isn't that one of the dangers there? Because There can be conditions to start thinking about those things. But the problem is that people take it that I'm doing it. It's me that's thinking this.
What hinders the reality to appear as it is, yeah, is no understanding of it. Even it's here and now. See? So we need to read and think and know the way, which is not just thinking. One should understand the difference between the moment with sati and moment without direct sati, because only the direct sati is the way.
I guess there has to be direct sati to even come up with that idea that it's not me thinking or something.
But the direct sati is so natural and it's unseen as well, like other jetasikas. Because now each jetasika performs its function, but who knows that each one is performing its function. So whenever sati arises, it's aware, and right understanding begin to see that before that, it's not the direct awareness at all. So direct awareness has a characteristic of a reality as its object, very naturally.
What about if there is the thought to think about realities, but there can be understanding of what that thinking is? It's just thinking.
There's no self who tries to manage anything at all. Whatever arises appears just so fast, so rapidly, that it's just for the moment of being aware, that's all. And panya begin to go when awareness grows. Because each one does not stay. Just the moment when it is aware is gone. But it will condition other moment to understand other reality on and on. Not clinging to anyone which has passed already.
I think that if we worry about the way we think, that we shouldn't think this way, no, we shouldn't think that way, that it's actually, that's not the problem. The problem is that there's no understanding that's just thinking, or there's no understanding of the reality that's arising. And if there was, then you wouldn't have the idea that it's me doing it anyway. But up until then, you can have that idea.
So it's pre-verbal, this sati. It's so fast that before any idea like that's a visible object or it's a chair, or this is all thinking, this is all namatam that we graft on. We're missing that all the time.
As natural as each reality arising and falling away in succession right now, never different. So it can be thinking, it can be seeing, it can be anything right now, depending on sati itself to be conditioned to be aware or not.
Sotapanna possibly could be thinking that I will do something, but knows that it's just thinking.
There must be thinking
that way,
but not with wrong understanding.
But thinking in a wrong way, still satipatthana could arise and know it.
Has to know everything in order to eradicate idea of self from realities.
But sometimes I think if we worry too much about how we think, there might not be any conditions.
How deeply rooted the self is, adding more.
What about the idea that when there is dosa, that is the time to contemplate dosa?
It's not the time to contemplate. It's direct awareness of that characteristic as not self. Each one has its own characteristic. Dosa has its characteristic. Right.
I was reading out of that Visuddhimagga yesterday evening, and I didn't bring it along with me because it's too heavy, but it was talking about the eye, the size of a mere louse's head, and it duly serves both as physical basis and as door for eye consciousness and the rest of the consciousness of the cognitive series. Now, I understand eye consciousness, but I thought that the rest of the consciousness of that cognitive series arose somewhere else, not at the eye base.
Usually the way to experience or the base which it arises?
When I read this, I was thinking that it was the base for it arising.
The base, eye base, is only for two eye consciousness only. Kusala vipaka and akusala vipaka.
Yes, that's what I thought. But then it goes on to say, and the rest of the consciousness of the cognitive series.
Experience the same object, but those jittas do not arise at the eye base. But it needs the eye base to be the vara.
It's the doorway for the other jittas. the doorway.
And the ayatana, so it's still the eye base as ayatana when the other chittas in that process arise. Because without seeing consciousness
arising at eye base, the yeah. other chittas in that process couldn't arise.
Right.
So eye base is a condition for all those chittas to arise in that process.
But they don't arise at the eye base.
Right? No, they arise at heart base, but it's still the condition for those chittas to arise.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they follow seeing consciousness.
Right. And is it because that eye base lasts?
Just to see or understand anathanas, no one can direct its space either.
Joe, there was a post to you. I just read the first part from Kel. He quoted something from the Visuddhimagga about metta, developing metta. It sort of sounded like step-by-step method. How do you understand it?
How I understand it is that what you read in the Visuddhimagga is not how the development of metta begins, but it picks up at a stage where a person has already quite well developed samatha.
And what about the part that you got to choose yourself as the first object? It sounded very much like, not like comparing or stating that in fact we do love ourselves most, but deliberate. Don't take other objects, take yourself first.
If one doesn't know what one or anybody like, can one have metta for the others? For example, everyone would like to have pleasant feeling. No dukkha at all. So the others the same.
So it's just like reminding us, trying to draw our attention to the fact that we
that all people would like the same thing. No dukkha.
Later on in the chapter it explains a bit more.
No, I just read the first part.
But when you think about it,
we have so much self-love, we don't need to develop anymore.
It's not metta.
It's not metta.
And actually, whenever metta arises, does it come from such thinking? Or it happens, occurs by conditions? So it depends on accumulation too. Otherwise people would think and think and think
and
before
you can, and you cannot
giving.
Have metta to itself.
No, it is impossible. Because metta is to be friendly. To whom?
So have more.
Then have more and more and more. Can that be metta when you have moral
friendly?
You have just that, not to the others.
We laugh, but actually most people read it like that and think they can develop metta to themselves.
They don't understand what metta is.
And they spend a lot of time developing metta for themselves.
Yeah.
And what's the result?
That would be wrong practice.
And how?
Well, for example, they will say that it's like the mother's love for
so
her child.
So be nice to oneself?
Well, at least Sarah says that's what we do all the time.
Well, I think they think of it as the opposite of having dosa for oneself. Better to have metta for oneself than to have dosa.
Oh, more lopa for oneself.
Yeah.
Don't they say it's sort of like a base? If you love yourself, then you can love others. It's like the first step. And
so love will grow, not metta grow. Do we have to tell anyone to love themselves?
No.
So you don't have to teach. Everyone loves oneself the best.
There are some characters that I have read about who, through conditions, have developed a great distaste for themselves. And it's a psychiatric situation where they have aversion for themselves.
It's only in relation to some things.
Yes.
Because of love of oneself.
Yeah. Low self-esteem.
But it's still conditioned by self and thinking about oneself.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a kind of a negative variant of the positive thing of I'm okay. But there's also this feeling that low self-esteem can be I'm not okay, I'm not as good as Jonathan, he's clever.
We can say that it's kusala, not kusala.
With the caste system in Hinduism, I've had some discussions with low caste people, and they've been taught through their parents and their grandparents, they've been taught to believe that they are just nothing, that they have nothing to offer, and that excrement and filth are the things that they deserve, and it's conditioned. both by the family, by the society, by the Brahmins, treating them as... that in that sort of situation, you can start to understand that some people have a... it's attachment to a very negative form of self, that I am just dust under the shoe of...
I.
Yeah, it's I, yes. But it's not the familiar notion of I, where I is sort of, I love I, I love me. It's more, I loathe me, but it's I. It's a reconfirmation or reaffirmation of self, but in a very negative form. And I think
that's wrong understanding.
Yeah.
So absolutely. That should be right understanding, instead of just helping to have more and more wrong understanding,
yeah,
or better wrong understanding, because it's still wrong understanding.
Well, the revolutionary thing of the Buddha's teaching is that from Brahman to Harijan, from rich to poor, from wife,
same
from cliff,
same problems.
Yeah, the same problem, and the banya is the cure for all. Not,
and attachment, conditioning, aversion,
yeah,
all the time, but with no attachment, no aversion.
And the same realities are there for everybody.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But nobody has more nama or better nama or rupa access than anybody else.
Satipatthana arises now. As you said yesterday, it's Paramatta Dharma, but it's Paramatta Dharma which appears as nimitta. And we've always just read and repeated, when Satipatthana arises, Paramatta Dharma is the object. When we say when Paramatta Dharma, which appears as nimitta, it's like saying when Paramatta Dharma appears, which isn't quite Paramatta Dharma, because it's something like in between concept and Paramatta Dharma.
Paramatta Dharma, otherwise there cannot be nimitta.
No.
So awareness is aware of a characteristic
of Paramatta Dharma, but appearing as nimitta.
You don't have to think of nimitta as long as there is no understanding of any characteristic yet.
It's just a fine detail. Really what it means is when Satipatthana is developing now, the understanding develops, which gets closer and closer to the characteristic of Paramatta
and
Dharma.
And to see or to understand it is just a moment. Otherwise, the self try to have more Satipatthana.
So the development of insight is a matter of just being aware of
by
the present
itself.
Moment by itself.
Yeah. Like seeing see by itself.
Is it that natural then? As natural as seeing?
It shows that the clinging to the self is lesser and lesser. Because it shows that letting go the idea of self. By being aware of other reality naturally.
Kulimeta was asking me yesterday after the discussion about the two meanings of jhana, and we were discussing about the first meaning of jhana as aramanu ani jhana, referring to jhana as we know jhana, and the second meaning is Lakanu Panijana, referring to development of Satipatthana and insight. Now, one question that came up was, with the second meaning, it can refer to any moments of Satipatthana, because without these there couldn't be Lokuttara Citta. And with regard to the first meaning of Aramanu Panijana, can it refer to development of Samatha
also? Yes, because
also?
In the absolute sense, the Jetasikas will... Chan is so very common, vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha. So it depends in what aspect we're talking about, the highest one or the very beginning one. You don't need to set any rule.
And we were talking about these two meanings of burning and contemplation, and you mentioned that the meaning of contemplation referred only to upachara, samadhi.
I think that it depends on the language we use. For example, if we are now contemplating.
Yes, that's not the specific one, yes. So when it's referring to the specific meaning of jhana.
Of samatha.
Of samatha. Then, as you were saying, the jhana itself can refer to development of samatha.
Of samatha.
And the burning can only refer to the moments of jhana or also to the development.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.